Emily Masters is with us from Windamere Health. Did you have trouble getting in today?
The roads are a little slick and it's piling up out there, but I made it.
And we're glad you did.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So let's start. How's the financial situation at the hospital this month?
Really good. So we had our board meeting last night and the October financials were presented. October was a bit slow. It was actually our slowest inpatient volume since June of 2020. So we saw a dip in our inpatient volumes, but our vast majority of our revenue is on outpatient. So we outperformed our budget there. We had $3.5 million in volume of an outpatient against our budget of $3.2 million. Some of the imaging and rehab performed over budget. Busy departments there. But we typically see about 27 inpatient admissions a month, and we just had 23 last month. So
it's not that big of a change.
Nope. So we ended the month with income of $134,600 on a budget of $179,000. So not too far off, and we've come off a couple really strong months. And then looking at November, our volumes have been really strong. So we're looking at a good financial month again in November.
Do you try to analyze that, why those numbers dip just a little bit?
There really is not much you can do. This time of year, we start seeing some flu and influenza and that kind of thing. But overall,
2022's been a good year.
Been a very, very good financial year for us. And we're happy to have the support of our community. I know we just put out some Thanksgiving messaging and some mailers and some newspaper ads. And we're just very thankful for our community to be serving you all.
And I can't say it enough how fortunate the community is to have Windamere Health. I think the world we live in, we're very fortunate to have that facility.
Yes. Yeah. And we continue to grow. So we've got Naomi Bach, who's been a nurse practitioner in our wound center since it opened, and her patients love and admire her. She's a great provider. She is moving into the clinical program director role for our wound and hyperbaric healing center. So she'll still be doing some patient care, but she'll also be leading that center. So we're very happy that she's moving into that role. She's great to work with. And she'll move into that role in December 5th.
Very good.
We also have been working with the Windham Schools to create a partnership with our rehab department. A handful of our physical therapists are working to provide athletic training services at all JV and varsity home sporting events. So what that would look like is they'll be there pregame to help tape and make sure the athletes are taken care of from that aspect, and then they will be there during the sporting event. In the unfortunate event that something happens and somebody's injured, to assess and provide some assistance there. So really just working out the details there, but looking to start that January 1st if all works
now,
out.
I'm not sure how to ask this. Does that replace something that the schools have done, or has the school really not had that
before? That's a good question. I'm not sure. I know that they've had EMS at some events, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure of what that has looked like. But we want to provide that support for the athletes and be there in case something happens.
Absolutely. So, that's important.
Yep. We also tonight have our Windamere Health Foundation, our fundraising arm, is having a strategic planning session tonight, I think.
As of right now.
Yeah. But that we're looking forward to that and setting some goals and things with the foundation. We have a handful of events if you want me to move
Absolutely.
On to those. Okay, so our auxiliary, our lovely group of volunteer ladies is
they
having,
are always busy. There's always something going on.
They are. They just decorated the entire hospital over the Thanksgiving weekend with Christmas decorations. And then they're heading into their craft and bake sale on Monday, December 5th. That's in our large conference room.
That's this coming Monday.
This coming Monday from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And if you haven't been there, it is awesome. They have a lot of great crafts. So if you're looking for gifts, some baked goods that you don't want to miss. I know Jerry Burmeister usually makes her lefse and all her goodies. So
yes.
really a good opportunity to get some Christmas goodies and gifts.
If you need a kickstart for the Christmas season.
Yeah, it'll get you in the festive mood for sure. And then after you eat all your goodies, you can sign up for our annual Community Weight Loss Challenge. That's coming up. The sign up is in December. That starts December 1st. You sign up and it's $60 for the challenge, which runs from January 3rd through March 31st. And for that $60, you get 3 months membership at the Wellness Center, along with fitness tips, weight loss tips, and things like that. So the winner who loses the highest percentage of weight will get $100 Shields gift card and a 3 month free membership.
Wow. Your transition from eating to getting healthy was really good.
Thanks, Steve. I actually just didn't even work on it. It just came out. So
it's important, though. And, you know, one of the neatest things about this is it's a 3 month thing, you know, and it takes a while if you're going to get going to get started and to get into the routine. And I think this is a great program.
You know, and some of the success stories that we've seen, and we usually do feature the winner, they're really inspiring stories of how people have just kind of committed to health and wanted to make sure that they're doing it the right way.
What's the best way to sign up?
You can call the hospital and ask for the Wellness Center and sign up that way. If you're in the hospital, you can stop by and sign up. And then I know our Wellness Center has a Facebook page, and you can contact them directly through
the
there as well.
Get all the information there,
yep.
too.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
And then although it's still about a month out or a little bit more, we're prepping for our New Year's baby. So we're still very happy to have a birthplace at our rural hospital. You know, we deliver about 100, 110 babies a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. And so every year we gear up for our New Year's baby, and we want to treat them extra special. So I know we've partnered with KDOM
Absolutely.
And doing that in the past, but the hospital is taking the lead on that this year. So we're looking for businesses, individuals that want to donate something to the new baby or the family, the mom and dad.
Yeah, you don't want to leave out mom
and dad. No, we've had, diapers, wipes, but you also want to maybe give some gift cards to the mom and dad mm-hmm. who can just go get some takeout quick as they're transitioning with the new baby at home. So if you're looking to donate to our New Year's baby, you can contact Katie Greener at the hospital. She is leading that effort.
Very good. And you never know. It may be on the morning of New Year's Day, or it may be 2 or 3 weeks.
But yeah,
I
think
didn't
last
realize
year it was
delivered.
A couple weeks. Yeah.
I didn't realize the hospital delivered 100 babies.
Yeah.
So, wow. Okay. Very good. What else do we need to mention? You've covered a lot this morning.
You know, I think that's about it.
Okay. We just want to remind people to be safe out there today.
Right. We don't want to see you
yes,
in our ER.
There you go. Emily, thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope and our Windom Area Health Update on KDOM. Currently, we do have snow in the area. It is 22 degrees.